Miss Margaret is always so great with slides. She found a picture of the cover for our story of Nyla and the white crocodile. And where did we leave Nyla last week? Does anybody remember? Where did we leave Nyla? What was the rice cake? And where was she taking the rice cake? Down to the crocodile. Now, Malik, the witch doctor, he wouldn't let her parents go with her. And she looked and she went down. But remember, she had something come to her mind. There was the song that Pooji the missionary had told them, God is with me everywhere. I am safe, always safe. And she walked down to the edge of the creek that ran in front of their village. And right in front of the crocodile's nose, she laid down the rice cake. And there's a picture there with her with the rice cake. And that crocodile snapped up that rice cake. And it went back into the creek. And went swimming out back into the big Tatao River that their creek ran into. She was like, that song, God is with me everywhere. I am safe, always safe. And she went back up and she went to bed. Do you think she could sleep very well that night? No, she didn't sleep much that night. The next morning when she woke up early before the sun came up and her mom was already up, and she started talking to her mom. And she says, Mom, why does Malik hate me so much? And she says, I don't know exactly, but I think he's a little jealous because your father, the chief, loves you the best, and he loves you more than he loves Malik. And she said, but Malik's mom, she loves him a lot. She loves him the best. She said, Dad, just for some reason, he's very, very jealous of you. And she said, Mom, do you think that with that man Pooji, what he said is true, that there really is one God up in heaven, and that he loves us, and that he cares for us, and that he keeps us safe? And her mother said, I would really like to think so. She said, I'm not sure, but I really would like to know more about this God. And it's too bad your father was scared to make Malik mad, so that's why he sent him away, because your father was also interested in hearing more of what this Pooji had to say. And so they started going on with their day. The sun came up, and after all their chores were done, the kids got together to go swimming. Do you guys like to swim? Well, the children in the Dayak village, they grew up there right on the water, so they swam all the time. Well, there was this place where there was a sandbar right in front of where their village was. Remember, their houses are up on stilts, so there's a sandbar down there. So the kids would stand there, and one child would take a twig with a leaf on it. They'd put it between their teeth. They'd dive down into the water and plant it on the bottom. Have you ever done that? Have you ever had those little weighted things? Sometimes at swimming pools, you've got these little things that float down to the bottom, and then you dive down and pick it up. Well, that's what they were doing. They were having so much fun. And then it was Nyla's turn, and she got the twig, and she went down. And as she was coming back up, there was this really strange feeling. It felt like something swam underneath her. And all of a sudden, everybody was screaming, and they got out of the water. And they hurriedly, they went up the ladder, and they looked down. And the sandbar, the whole thing, had sunk down into the creek, and it wasn't there anymore. So Malik, because he was not happy, he was hoping that crocodile would hurt Nyla, and when it didn't, he just kept getting more angry. He said, the curse. This happened because of the curse. And her father, Chief Lada, he said, do you know, one time when I was a boy, there was a sandbar and it sank and we were scared. And what we did is we had a feast for the devils. So I think we should invite all the surrounding villages and we will have a feast to appease the devils and with this curse and everything. And Malik, he's like, I don't know. And so they decided that they were going to have that. So Chief Lada told all the women, go out and pick the tuba root, and we're going to get that ready, and we're going to have a big fishing expedition. And you young men, you take at least 3 or 4 canoes with you and go borrow chickens from the other villages so we can have our big feast to appease the devils and maybe get rid of this curse. And so they started their preparations for that, and they were getting all ready. And then a little later that evening, there was a man and a woman in a canoe, and they were coming back home, and all of a sudden, something tipped over their canoe. And there was a crocodile that grabbed onto the lady. But her husband, he fought the crocodile. He poked it in his eyes and everything, and finally was able to get the crocodile to let go of his wife. But when they got back up into the village so that the witch doctor Malik could help take care of her wound and stuff, he said, this is because of the curse. Did anybody see? Was it the white crocodile? Well, it was starting to get dark, so people couldn't see clearly. And so half of the village said, oh, yes, it was the white crocodile. And the other half of the village said, no, it was just a regular crocodile that did this. And so Malik, he would have wanted to take Nyla and just throw her off into the river. But her father said, no, we are still going to have our feast, and we are going to, you know, make our altars to the devils, and we are going to do what we can to get rid of this curse like we did the last time when I was a boy and the sandbar sunk. So they got all ready the next morning. Now remember I said he told the women to go dig up a tuba root? So this tuba root was something that they would only use on special occasions, because they would go to a place where they knew there was a lot of fish, and they would crush up that tuba root, and they would throw it into the water. And you know what it did? It stunned all the fish. It was like drugging the fish. And so then the fish were stunned. They weren't dead, but they would all float up to the top so they could catch a bunch really easy for a big, big feast like this with inviting all the other villages. So that's what they did all day. And they caught a whole bunch of fish. And once you did that, though, you couldn't fish there for years and years because you just got rid of all the fish that were going to lay eggs and make more fish. And so they were going home, and Nyla was riding with her father in his canoe. And she started to talk to him about when that missionary, when Pooji came to their village, and they started to talk about God. And as they were going along, she noticed at Sedang Village, there was Pooji's white canoe. And so the chief Sedang of the Sedang village had allowed Pooji to come there and to tell them more about the God in heaven. And so they were wondering, and she said, Father, well, why did he let him? He said, well, Sedang went to Singapore one time to go to a hospital, and when he came back, he was just different. And so Nyla was thinking about that, but she also kept thinking about that song, God is with me everywhere, I am safe, always safe. And next time that I tell the story, I will have to tell you more about what happens at their feast. You may go quietly back to your seats.